With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich now to talk about business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We've talked in the past about the possible redevelopment of Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights. Now, the owner of that mall has taken a step that could make redevelopment more likely.
That's right. The mall's owner, New York-based Namdar Realty Group, bought a Macy's store building on the east side of the mall. The purchase also included about 10 acres of parking on the mall's east side. This move comes as Citrus Heights city officials are crafting a new site plan for the 100-acre mall property, with participation from the Sunrise Mall's owners.
Now, does this mean Macy's is leaving Sunrise Mall?
No, Macy's says it will lease the store back from the mall's owners and keep it open. Macy's actually has two buildings at Sunrise Mall, and its other building is also owned by the mall's owner.
So why is this purchase such a big deal?
Well, anchor stores at a mall typically own their own properties, and that can pose a significant barrier to any possible redevelopment plans.
Okay, well, what about the redevelopment plan for Sunrise Mall? Do we have a clear idea of what might be actually happening there?
You might remember there was a city workshop in March where three potential redevelopment concepts were discussed. All those concepts involved adding uses other than retail to the site. That includes ideas like housing, office space, and even a hotel. One of the possible plans included a pedestrian-friendly thoroughfare in the middle of the mall property, with retail stores topped by residential units on either side.
What's the status of those ideas? Where do they stand now?
Well, they're still just ideas. In March, a Citrus Heights representative told us the city could release a more finalized concept for the mall this summer. In the meantime, there are still some things to watch as redevelopment discussions move forward.
Like what kind of things?
Well, some properties within Sunrise Mall are still independently owned. That includes the closed Sears store and its parking at the mall's southern end, and JCPenney and its parking on the northeast side of the mall.
Well, JCPenney is one of the retail chains that's been hit pretty hard by the pandemic.
That's right. Some reports say the retail chain, which has multiple locations in the Sacramento area, is considering filing for bankruptcy. Now, of course, filing for bankruptcy protection doesn't necessarily mean that a retailer's stores will close or go up for sale. But department stores were already struggling for a long time before the pandemic, and it's possible the retail landscape will significantly change in the future.
Do you think department stores can survive this?
That's unclear. That sector of retail had significant challenges before the pandemic. We already saw consumer preferences leaning towards smaller stores, not to mention the rise of e-commerce. Now, those big department store chains have temporarily closed their brick-and-mortar locations amid shelter-in-place orders, which has heightened their existing challenges. In April, the New York Times reported that there's expected to be an enormous reduction in the number of locations that major department store chains operate, and that could affect how local retail centers look and operate. But for now, a lot of this is speculation. We'll have to wait and see how these big department store chains fare after the pandemic.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at @SSorichSacBiz. And you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.